stark in midah teichet the boyray, and they still was an easy going midah. The lay who the holy yisuv died through the yosef. So Rashi, let lay kuyuta. Rashi ain lecho cyrus levone shel zikna. So kain shel zikna. You don't have no appear of an old person. The no ladashin is nothing. It's nice for dashin to be an older person. Is yukhes dar kuyuta yukhes shurash shel zikna. It's 18 rows of white hair came into his beard. So also that the gamliel kishurosh and he placed the tayem from midim rabbi. He's afraid he's going to manage now. He stopped the Talmidim for coming into Shir. The Mayan, Kitmo, Kleiner, Afelu, Enim, Ruyin. And he dreamed, they showed him that their basket was full of smoke. To show him that these Talmidim are not Ruyin. So the Gemara really is, could die that Talmidim should come in. So the Gemara, to the author, Kona Idiyas, Boy Bayer Nishtit. He's Mesech, the Idiyas. That we said we always chlor halacha, the passage that was learned that day. Any time in Shas which says boy bayoyim, who yoyim have you? Means that day when the Abelazim and Havayah became Rosh Hashiva. Because they had no tzvekin. Any sofik they had that day, their mafarik, it said chlor pshat. Why? The Rashi tluya the sofik, shleipishu mitech shirabah tamidim. Since there were so many new Talmidim now that learned the Rabbim, Rav Achidu da Tupul, they were Mechadah, they asked Kashas and gave Terutzim, so everybody was learning together, they came out with so many new Terutzim. So every suffer they had was answered that day. So the more of the Yafra of the Gamliel, the more after the Medrash. Even the Gamliel, even though they took him off for Shiva, he didn't like play Breugers, he understood with the same Shemayim, and he also came in that day to learn. He didn't cheat himself out of the base of Medrash even Shiracha. To tonight, boy b'yoy, right to that same day when they made your blessing of that new Shiva, boy Yehuda Gera Monlipnei. He came a Gera into the base of Medrash, his name was Yehuda, and he was a Gera from Amoni. He was Amoni before, and he was Mizgayim. So he asked the Shiloh, the name of the base of Medrash, Amalahim, man, he loveth a cow, and my mutter came to marriage with Kal Yisrael. Amalahim of Gamliel, also. Gamliel got up, Nachum Ostak, it's also. Atol love the cow. You ought to come into Klal Yisrael. Omelin Rav Yeshua, Nachum Rav Yeshua stood up and said, no, Mutter Atol love the cow. You Mutter come into Klal Yisrael. Omelin Rav Gamliel, for like Klal Nemeth, says the Klal Apostle, Lo Yavoy Amoini O Mayavi the Kal Hashem. It says, Klal, there's an Issa for an Amoini Amavi to come Klal Yisrael. That means even are they Geirus? If any of them is Geir, you now learn to marriage with them. So how could you, Rav Yeshua, say it's Mutter? Omelin Rav Yeshua, do they still live in their place right now to say that these people are really called Amoni? Sancheriv, Melech Asher, or Bilbo, as called Umas. When Asher came up, Sancheriv came up, he was Mavavavav, all the Umas. So the person coming from Amon now, it's not Nuch, he's an Amoni. He could be from a different Am. A different Amim, Amutadim is Gaia. Shenem, the apostle says, the Oste Gavulais Amim, the Asidai Sayem, so Klaa, Sancher came in and mixed up everybody. And the Klaal is, the Chol, the Porish, Ruba Porish. Now we don't know where this guy come from, which Umar did he come from. You have to go back to Rav Umar. And Rav Umar Sagoyim could be Mizgayim. So Mela, the person is Mizgayim, now you can be Mekabulim. Omar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said now, V'haloi Kfa Nemo, I the Postik says, V'achrechein Oshir V'shvus B'neyam Anum Hashem. Abizai Hashem said, after Sancheriv mixed them up, I'll put them back to the right place. Ukvah Shavu, for Gamliel, Ukvah Hashem put them back into the right place. So if Amoni comes today, it should be also. We know Amoni's Vadi and Amoni. Om Rebbe Yeshua, but like Kvanem, another prophet says, Vishafti Yeshua Sami Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to bring Klai Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. We'll have Mashiach ready. For Adayin Le Shavu. And they didn't come yet. You see, the Navi is just saying that in Mitzvah Hashem, Yemoisa Mashiach, Am will be put back to its place. The same way Kleistel will be put back to its place. But right now, they're not back to the place. Lechur Rav Yeshua is right, that since they're all mixed up still, you go bust the Roiv, and Roiv Amim Amut, Nimes Gair, so he's a good Gair. So the Gemara Miyad, if you rule over the cow, they pass along Rav Yeshua, that this Gair Amaini is Mut to come to Kleistel. Amram Gamliel, Hoyel Vahochi Hevei, Vaisa Zibalt, I see they pass along Rav Yeshua, that I was wrong, Ezel the Yafaisal of Yeshua.
Chura, now he had Charota. He served Yeshua, knows how to learn.
He didn't even find it. We'll ask him to forgive him. He'll ask Mechila why he was Levayish in the last 3 times. So the Maraki Motala Day Sailor of Gamliya went to Yeshua's house. Chazino Liashusa de Beiso de Meshachim. He saw the walls of his house all black. Amalek, and Gamliya told him, because for the second from the walls of your house, Adonikna Shepchom Yato.
It's Nika that you're a blacksmith, that you work with blacksmith in your house. That's why your walls are all black.
Like he was Levayish and Vayt Nochemo a little bit. Amalek, so Yeshua entered back. Oyva the door. Sha'atar panosu. Oyva the door that you have to be Mephanos, like you're the head of the door. Sha'atar yedeya b'tzairin shal tamid chomim. You don't know how much tzair tamid chomim have, but mahen mispanosim, where did you get the panosu from, but mahen nizoyim. No, it's lad dafka, I was a pachmin, that's not my panosu.
That's me, that was a tamid chomim, I didn't have that much panosu, but I used to matatich, what's hard for me?
That's why my walls are dirty.
I didn't have enough money to pay the painter,
But lad dafka, I was a pachmin. Omalei, Fenesbeg, and Gamil told him, Nenesi, I'm sorry what I did. Mecholi, be meichumi. He came to ask for mechila. Lo yaskich zei. That Gamil, I'm sure, didn't want to be meichumi.
As he said him so much, I'm sure, didn't want to be meichumi.
So the Gamil said, I say b'shvil kvaydava.
Do me a favor, do it b'shvil kvaydava. Do it for my
father's sake. His fear.
Then he was meichumi, he was lefai.
Omru, for the meister was fun. So the Meister was he was Meichel.
Now that Rav Gamliel asked for Mechila, the Chura, now the Meister is Rav Gamliel is Roy to come with Shiva again. Because Yoni made him Meister Shiva, told him on he was acting, didn't ask for Mechila. Now that he asked for Mechila, he could be with Shiva again.
So Omru, man Nezel, who could go over Lame with Rabban and tell Rabban what happened? Did Yeshua want Rabban to find out that he asked for Mechila? Omaluahu Kaivis, the washman said, Hanoi Elzuna, I'll go to Rabboni. Sholachu Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua sent his Kaivis to the base of Levei Medrosha, and he said like this, tell the Koma this, Man the Lovish Mad, the person that's going to wear this night suit, I mean the one that wears Rosh Shiva, Yalbush Mad, he should put back on his suit again. Or Man the Lovish Mad, and the one that's not used to wearing this special suit, that means me, Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell them Laman the Lovish Mada, the one that should be Rosh Shiva, like come back, Shalach Matcha, the Ano Aldashay. Like you come back from Gamliel, and I'll put back to make you again Rosh Shiva. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sent to the Beit HaMikdash. Omle Rabbi Kiva le Rabban. So the Kiva told Rabbanim right away, Truki Gali, let's lock our doors there. Lelesi Avdig of Gamliel, but Tan Rabban. That the Avodim means the slaves, the messengers of Gamliel, shouldn't come to Mitzayirot. And then the question of Kiva meant, I don't want to make him back for Shiva. Let's keep Elazar ben Azariah, and we'll lock the door that his Avodim can't come to Mitzayirot. Rabbi Shua said no. Mukam mutav the Akin the Ezel Ano Legabayim. Rabbi Shua said no, let me myself go to Rav Gamliel, and I'll be man him not for Shiva. Also, Torah Fabova. Rabbi Yeshua himself came to the Gamliel, knocked at his door. Omele, he told him like this. Mazda ben Mazda, means the Kohen that does our door, does the Zrika, Yazda, you should go back and do the Zrika, and become Rosh Hashiva again. Vishayna, le Mazda, le ben Mazda, Mashenka, the one that's not a Rosh Hashiva, Yoyma, le Mazda, ben Mazda, should tell the one that is a Rosh Hashiva, tell the one that could make the Mazda, may Mecha, may Mora, your water is good, may Mora, but your offer off a Nikla, and your offer is off a Nikla. But Rashi, Nenes Luchon means Zibarti Lamoylech Yosem and Roim. I spoke too strong about you and I'm asking for Mechila. Lovish Mada means the Rogel Lulvash Amil. The one that's Roim to wear the special clothing, Yilvash Kleimah. For Rogel, when you see a Tia Nasi, you Ram Galil, that's Rogel to be a Nasi, you should come back again and be a Nasi. Mazda ben Mazda, Koyin ben Koyin Yazet Mechatis. Ya'afa Nikla. Efer Nikla, Efer HaKolid V'Tanurim, the Tirus Klema, Efer Stam. Omele Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Yeshua Nispayaste, Rabbi Yeshua, we mafayat you, Klomastinu Ela Mishvul Kvoicha.
You should know all that we did now to take over Gamliel, to make him not Rosh Shiva, was to mafayat you. So now that you yourself are going to Mekab Apiyat from Gamliel, and you're masking to make him Rosh Shiva again, we'll also make him not Rosh Shiva.
Is Lamochra Nivyata National Piskos? So the Kiva said, I'll go with you, Rabbi Yeshua. and we'll make him back with Shiva. Amri, Teichid Nev. So they said now, the Rabbanim said, what can we do now? We have a Shaila. We made a new Rosh Hashiva, Reb Loza ben Azariah. We want to make back the old one again. So what are we going to do with Reb Loza ben Azariah? Navri, the Gemiri, in the Navri, if we're going to make it Oyth Rosh Hashiva, Gamri, Reb Loza ben Azariah, no more Shiva. Gemiri, we learned. Mailin Bakodish, Rein Maridin. He's going to make somebody higher, and he can't be murdered. Now I'll fire him. So once he became Rosh Hashiva, he can't make him Rosh Hashiva anymore. We're going to look at by Rav. Once you're mounted somebody for Rav, there's not the push, you can't fire him anymore. Don't look at how you have to get rid of him. But Tamazoi wants to do a Shiva, you can't fire him. Ain't Maridin. Nidrash Master 8 to Riz, let them both be Rosh Hashiva. Nidrash Ma Chachabata, one Shabbat of the Gamil will give the Drosha, or Ma Chachabata, one of the Blood of Messiah will say this year. So the morning, Oslik Nuya, there'll be too much Kanoyas, there'll be too much fighting going on. If they're equal, like we say, you can't have two equal powers. Elo, Lidrash of Gamliel plus the Shabbat. Let the Gamliel dash in three Shabbos in a row. He'll give the Joshes. We have Lazar ben Azariah Chad Shabbat. So it won't come any Kanois because they still know Gamliel the Iker Rosh Shiva. But they're not throwing the Lazar ben Azariah out to Gamri. He'll still dash in one Shabbat. He wasn't Roy. If you're not Roy, you do an Avlo. That first capacity, you're allowed to throw him out. He has to do an Avlo. That first capacity can't be anymore. Behind the Yom Amar, Shabbos Shomihoisa. They used to ask the Shiloh, this Shabbos, who's saying the Drosha? Sure, Reb Loza ben Azariah Hoisa? They said it was Reb Loza ben Azariah Hoisa. The Yaisa Talmud Rishim ben Yechoyevi. The Talmud was Rishim ben Yechoy. Hey, the Talmud, the thought of the whole commotion here, that asked the Shiloh was Rishim ben Yechoy. Yet all these things were done, the Shem Shemayim, with the way you're supposed to do it. But the Shel Mustafa Kolyim, the Mishnah said, you're allowed to dive in Mustafa Kondachomim, Kolayim. But tomorrow, Omer Rav Yechon of Nikra Pesheya. You should know if you wait to daven Marav after the seventh hour, you call the Pesheya. Because Avadi is still allowed to daven, but Metchilu knows you should daven earlier. Drash of Nikra Pesheya, Habacha Kokach. If you wait to daven Musaf later than 7 hours of the day, you call the Pesheya. Tona Rabbonin, Koyu Lufonish State Trilis. And you have now two Trilis, in other words, after 6.5 hours of the day, where came already Zman Mincha, and you didn't daven Musaf yet. So here the point of faith filler. Achas shal mincha, the man to daven mincha ready. V'yachas shal musaf is mispalul shal mincha. V'yachas kach mispalul shal musaf. This was the Yehuda's svara. Shezu tadira. Don't forget, this is Rabbanan's svara. Shezu tadira. Mincha is tadi daven every single day of the week. V'zuena tadira. So tadir, shayna tadir, tadir kaidim. You daven mincha first, then you daven musaf. You have Yehuda wayna? No. Mispalul shal musaf. You have to daven musaf first. So of course, if you only have another half an hour to daven Musaf. Only the 7 hours a day you could daven. Yachakach mispalul shel mincha. And then you daven mincha. Why? Shezu mitzvah zeris. Vezu mitzvah sheina veris. This is a mitzvah veris. Only one half an hour. Another half an hour. For Hashem came mincha you could daven tul chashecha. Shashi mispalul shel mincha. Me'acha shegiya zmana. Kadei lakdima v'tchilo zmana. Shlayikwa pasheya gamole. You shouldn't call the pasheya and get daven mincha. Zechakach shal musafim, hoyel the ichr, uzmana einoi oiver. So Amri Rabbonin shal musafim kol hayoyim. That's Rabbonin's svara. Shezu mitzvah veres kon Rabbi Yehuda l'taymen. Yom ha'chev eshoyes nesuloi. Amri Rabbi Yech, nuri paskin like, halocha mispalul shal mincha, first shadavet mincha, v'yachakach mispalul shal musafim. That's what we paskin. And even though we paskin like the chachomim, here, because we paskin like the chachomim, that Musaf, you have the whole day to daven, so Melo, Mincha is Todr, Todr, Shaina Todr, Todr is Koyd. Halach is fasting like this if you're Yochid. The question is not davening the Tzibur, and they didn't daven Musaf yet. It's after 12:30, you're supposed to first daven Mincha and then daven Musaf. Mashenkin by Tzibur, you're supposed to first daven Musaf, then Mincha. Reb Zeiro, he had Yicholish Megizda. Reb Zeiro, when he got very iskematit from learning, or he got very old, he didn't have any more koyach to learn anymore. Heavy Ozel, he went. The Yosra Piska de Zeri Abnosin, Batuvia. He went to sit by the door of the Beis Medrash of his yeshiva, of the yeshiva from Abnosin Batuvia. Omar, he said, Ki Chalfi Rabbonim, when Rabbonim come out of the yeshiva, Oz Eikim the Kamayu, I'll stand up for them. The Akabal Agra, I'll get some Tchar. Hey, there's two Eiskimata to learn now. So I'll get some Tchar by being the Chabad of Tamil Chomin. Nosik, so Tamil Chomin came out of Shir, Oster Abnosin Batuvia, Omalei. Man Omar halacha be medrusha. So Reb Yechon asked him, Reb Zeira, asked him, who said halacha Torah in the Beis HaMikdash? Omalei, he said over, Hochi Yom Rav Yechinen. This Rav Yechinen said, Ein halacha Krev Yehuda. We don't pass on Krev Yehuda. The Yom HaMispal Odom Shemusa. V'yachakak Mispal Shemincha. We don't pass on Krev Yehuda. Because we hold Musa the Gedavim the whole day. Therefore, Yedavim Mincha first, and then Musa. Not Musa first, then Mincha. Omalei Rav Yechinen Omra. So Rav Zeira says, if I could show that Rav Yechinen will say it, Omalayin, he said, yes, Rav Yechinen said it. Tony Minay Aboin Zimnin. Rav Zeira sat there and chazed it over 40 times that Rav Yechinen said this Nemra ain't a loch Rav Yehuda. Omalei, Chodi Hiloch, is this the first time you're hearing it? Or Chodi Hiloch, or is it something new? Omalei Chodi Hiloch, it's something new to me. Mishun de Mesafkli, Rav Yeshua Balevi. Hey, I knew this halacha. I just didn't know who said it over. Was it B'Shem Rav Yechinen? Or was it B'Shem B'Shur B'Levi? Now that he told me it's B'Shem Rav Yechinen, I chazen over 40 times, I shouldn't forget it. Trashe ki chalti rabbonim talmidim ayitzi v'beit remnotim. Man amalokha b'medrosha, mi b'vnei yeshiva omme v'beis amedish halokha Rav Yehuda, chad hiloch, oi chodet hiloch, achas hiloch, mi shloi lemara tadobim mishmoish Rav Yechinen? Like, is this the first memory here from Rav Yechinen that you chazen over 40 times? El azubu vat? Lakacha vidiloch, that's why it's so covered to you, it's the first time he asked Rav Yechinen. I know, I chadosh iloch, she is his sova shecha min acherim omru. The reason why you're chadding over, you knew your lot of loch is from Rav Yechinen. So this is the first time you heard it's a shame of Rav Yechinen. And that's what he answered back, Omalei, chodesh to me. The Mitzvah of Yeshua Balevi. So Rav Yishish of Yeshua Balevi yomru. He was the one that said the loch was, not like Rav Yehuda. Now that you're telling me, Rav Yechinen is something new to me, so I'm chadding it 40 times. Omer Bishu ben Levi, kol ha-mispalo tfilo ha-shel musofin li-yachashe v'shoiz Reb Yehuda, if you dive a musaf after the seventh hour according to Reb Yehuda, you're not yoist anymore, or the wakosa v'oim there, nugi mimoyid or safi mimei choyi. Means you came late, you got a noinish for that. My mash, madai nugi, listen, Tavra, we're going to break you. His client got broken because they came late for tfilo. So the tag of Reb Yosef, Tavra, I mean, Tavra means like anoinish, to break you. Also, Yal Shenayim, the Beis Yisrael, came on the enemies of Klai Yisrael, which really means on Klai Yisrael itself. Al the Achriz Mani Muadim, the Yerushalayim. They came late to the times when you're supposed to come to Yerushalayim. Shashi Nimoyed, Mach Meshaviru Moyedei Atfilis, V'chagim Yunoigim V'yasufim B'kolim. Since you came late to davening or to make a Yom Tovim, you're going to get clear, you'll get destroyed because of that. Omer Rav Loza, kol ha-mispalo tefillah shel shachris liyachah abishuras Rav Yehuda. If you daven shachris after the fourth hour, same thing. All of a kasevoyner nugi mi moyed osafti mi mechoyim. The more my mash madai nugi lishtin the tzara, you'll have tzara, you'll be broken. Tzirchiv dol for nafshi mituga. Heishmahat is like broken down from tzara. The nachem of Yitzchak meyocha the tzulaseh nugai svi malo. It was very bitter for them. The lashon nuga means it'll be bitter for you. So tomorrow, Rav Avi Cholsh. Rav Avi got a little bit sick that day. Well, Yosla Turki didn't come to Shir that day. He didn't come to Beis HaMedrash. So Rav Yosef usually went to Rav Yosef Shir. Today he was sick, he couldn't come. Lamocha ki Yosla, the next day when Rav Avi came to Shir, Boya Bayan Anuche died to Rav Yosef. Hey, Rabbi knew that Rav Shiv Rav Yosef was very angry. How come Rav Avi didn't come yesterday? So Rabbi wanted to stick up for him a little bit. Omalei Rabbi got up right away and asked nicely, my time will yos him on the pirka. He asked Rav Avi in front of the Rashiva, how come you didn't come yesterday to Shir? Omalei, the heavy cholishki boy, had a heart attack, had a hard heart. My heart was bothering me yesterday. Olei mitzina, I couldn't come. Omalei, the Rashiva answered back, that's a terrace. Amalei, Thompson, me to be asked, you had a heart, something by your heart was bothering you. You probably didn't eat that day. Go eat a little bit, and then you should have come to Shir. Omalei, loi sova lomar loho de Rav Huna. Don't you hold like Rav Huna. Yama Rav Huna, also learn liyodom sheyitoim klum kodim shespalos filos hamasofim. He used to give the shiur Shabbos morning, right first in Shachas and Musaf. So before the daven Musaf, he couldn't eat yet. So what do you want from my shiur before I come to shiur? I'm now at it. I didn't daven Musaf yet. Omalei, he boiled the lamal. It's liyot lusa the masofim biyachid. Akasha, daven Musaf early and come to shiur. He could come to shiur. You're going to miss Musaf, not Musaf, really eat, then come to Shir. The Yachid, well, let's eat midi and then eat a little bit, and then come to Shir. Omalei, he answered back, Nachum, O Rav Avi. Don't you hold Lahodi Amrab Yichlin? Also, Leliyodim Shiakus philosophy of the Tibur.
I'm not allowed to daven early. Since the Tibur first daven Musaf after Yashir, an hour later, I can't daven Musaf now. I have to wait to daven Musaf later. Tonight, I had a heart condition, and I can't eat now, so I can't come to Shir.
Omolay name, Lavit Mulo Amrababa, the Tibur Shonish. No, that halacha is only the Tibur.
The halacha, if you're in a shul, you're not allowed to daven Musaf now before the Tibur daven. But let's say you're home, you're not at shul. Then you're allowed to daven earlier. There's a mailah that you should daven the same time the tzibah davens. That's a mailah. But let's say for some reason you're tzaruch, you want to daven early. Avadi allowed to daven early. No, it's the you to daven before the tzibah davens. And then they had a time at him. You were home that day, so you should have davened musaf early and chapa and bite. Go make your sudah and then come to shir.
Yeah, you can get away. You can get. It wasn't the kavlus tzaruch. Trashy like all the parents of Yisrael. Shai Rashi Yeshiva Pumpadisa.
That's the meaning.
You used to learn, give a shir before Musaf on Shabbos. And after the drosha went back to shul, so he had a question, why didn't you daven Musaf first? And so he answered back, because the tzibah didn't daven yet. He answered back to tzibah shonu. And move the base of Knesset in my tzibah yachim l'spalu.
You're not allowed to daven early before the tzibah if you're in shul. But if you're home, I'm not you could daven before the tzibah.
Abu Zaki Gemara, tzibah shonu. But let's hilchas tzibah shonu Gemara, like Rav Huna. We don't pass through like Rav Huna. We'll still see who is that. But like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. And not like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. But like Rav Huna for the Amorim. Like Rav Huna, like we just said. That Rav Huna was going to say, Osla liyotim shiitim klum, kredim shifal tzul samasofim. We don't pass like that. We pass in you're allowed to be toyin before you daven musaf. Halacha is after you daven shachris, you're allowed to make kiddush, and you're allowed to be toyin. You're allowed to eat, and be it's not a sudut kvah. You're not allowed to sit down to wash. Even if you want to wash, you have to eat less than a base of bread. But you can eat peris and you can eat cake. So, mainly, we don't pass that this from this halacha. His halacha was, it's also to eat anything. I can't even make kiddush till I daven musaf. Halacha is no, after shachris, you're allowed to make kiddush, but be not having a sudut kvah. We don't pass the grafuna. And to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we don't pass like him either. What was his halacha? Remember Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kivan Shegiya Zaman Tfilas HaMincha. As soon as it comes Zaman Tfilas HaMincha, Osala Liyodim Shiitan Klum Kodim Shpal Tfilas HaMincha.
You're not allowed to eat anything. You can't eat lunch. You can't eat supper before you daven Tfilas HaMincha. And we don't hold like him. We hold no. That the only issue there is to see that Sudas are a kvah like a Sudas Nesuyin or a Sudas of Brit Milah. A big suda gedola, that you're not supposed to eat before you daven mincha. But a regular suda that we eat lunch or supper, it's mutter to eat even before you daven mincha.
But of Mishnah, Yom Nechunya ben Akono, hoye mespalel, he used to daven b'chnisos l'beit medrash every morning before he came in to learn, or v'siyose, when he used to leave learning at night. Tfilu ketzorah, omru loy, ma mokum tfilu zu, he used to ask him, they asked him, what are you davening tfilu for? Omru him. When I come into Beis Medrash, I am mispalel shlo yerod v'atakola yodi. Like nothing wrong should happen through my learning. I shouldn't ask it wrong. But with tziyosi, I noitzim edo achalki. When I go out of the Beis Medrash, I gave like a dot to Kadosh Baruch Hu that I was very good to come into learning. This is called the tefillah of Mekunya Ben Akona. The rough things don't say before that, before you learn.
Right.